we're going to start third Shomer tonight. We spoke about Shomer Kinim and Shomer Sachar until now. And they are people that all they're doing is watching the object that's in their possession. Either they're not getting paid or they are getting paid. Those are the halachas we had until now. The next half of Socher and Shoel, it's a different type of Shomer. There, the person has the owner's object in his possession to use. In the case of a Socher, he pays to have that right to use it. In the case of a Shoel, he's just borrowing it for free. So first we'll talk about Socher, go in order, and then we'll see the halachas of a Shoel. So tonight's case that we'll focus on, I'll make it a little different than the one I emailed, and that is you rented a car. Reuven rented a car, and at night he parked it outside his house, and it got stolen. Is he chayiv to pay? Now, if there's a written agreement with the rental company, so there's nothing to talk about, whatever everyone agrees to, that's what they agreed upon. And if the rental company is owned by non-Jews, or the person you're renting from is a non-Jew, so then the dinim of shomrim don't apply either. It doesn't, either way. As if we rent something from a non-Jew, so we're not responsible as a shomer, and if a non-Jew rents something from us, he's not responsible as a shomer. So just to make to avoid that issue, we'll talk about Reuven rented a car from Shimon, his neighbor, and they didn't make any rental agreement. They just said, let me borrow your car, I'll pay you $100 to take it to New York and back. And he parked it outside his house at night, and it got stolen. So is Reuven responsible to pay? First we have to find out what the sofer is chayiv for. See, the pasuk doesn't say what a sofer is. The pasuk says, well, everything else is in the famous, but the pasuk doesn't mention a sofer except in the parasha of a shoel. In the parasha of a shoel it says, if a person borrows something, and no matter what happens, if it broke or it died, he has to pay for it. Im sochir hu, if he was renting it, then Bob is chayiv, he doesn't have to pay for it because he had some rights by paying for it. But what is he chayiv for? He's not chayiv for an onus, he's not chayiv for an unavoidable accident. But what is he chayiv for? Right? What is a shomer, what is a socher chayiv for? So that is left open. And that's why there's a machlokas tanoim. If he left the door open, so that's going to be a pshia. Right, so let's assume that, yeah, that's a good point. If he left the door open, then there's nothing to talk about. Even if he was a shomer chinam, he'd be chayiv. So we're saying he locked the door properly, but it got stolen anyway. So the Mishnah, let's just see this machlokas. I mean, we have a few steps. The first step, what is a socher chayiv for? So this machlokas is based on the ambiguity in the pasuk. Right, so it's a few places. The Mishnah in Bamitzia Tzadi Gimel says, Nosi Socher HaSocher Nishvoyim HaShvura Baal Shvuya Baal HaMesa Shomer Socher and a Socher make a Shvua if it's an Onus. If there was an Onus, it got broken or it got captured by armed robbers or died naturally, so that's, you can't stop it from dying, you can't stop these armed the people that are capturing it, so you make a shvua, the socher and a shomer socher will make a shvua and be potter, but mishaman is aveda v'esa geneva, but the socher and a shomer socher chayv geneva v'aveda. So the Gemara points out that this is only according to one man d'amar, because the Brisa says socher ketzin hashal remeyo make a shomer chinon. Remeyer says he pays like a shomer chinam. Well, he's only responsible for normal shia, but not anything else, like a shomer chinam. And Yehuda says it's like a shomer socher. Now, why? What's the machlokas based on? If so Rashi says we pass like this damisha that he is like a shomer socher. Why is he like a shomer socher? You know, we spoke about this when we were speaking about an Uman. There's two ways of looking at this socher over here. On one hand, he has the right to use the car. He has the right to use the flowers or the cell phone that he rented. He has the right to use the object that he rented. So that should make him a shomer socher. Right? He's watching it, and he's not getting cash money to watch it, but he's getting a side benefit. And that side benefit should make him like a shomer socher. On the other hand, he's paying. You could look at it and say that he's paying for that benefit. The right to use the car, he's paying $50 a day. Now he has to watch it that nothing happens to it. So he's not getting paid to watch it because the right to use it, he's paying for it. And you're left with, it's a wash. He's paying for the right to use it, but he has to watch it. That makes him a Shomer Chinam. So how do we look at it? So Rashi, when Peyomid Bey says, why is he like a Shomer Sachar? Because he could have benefit from it. Even though he's paying for that right to use it, Shomer Sachar, he's still a Shomer Sachar, because why is he paying the money? Don't look at that he's paying the money in order to use it. He's paying the money to limit his liability. Because if he wouldn't pay money, then he would be borrowing the car for any unavoidable accident. So now by paying the money, he's doing that to limit his liability. He's not a shoel, and he's downgraded to be a shomer sachar. That's the way Rashi puts it. A lot of times, you buy the same product, you buy something that has a 5-year warranty, and it costs less than the same product that you pay you that comes with a 10-year warranty. Right? There are things that sell like that. And there's no difference in the product, it's just you're paying for the warranty. So over here also, the way we paskin that a renter is a shomer sachar is that the money that he's paying isn't that he's paying the money in order to have the right to use the car or the cell phone or the tables, the centerpieces that he rented. He's paying the money because if he doesn't pay the money, then he'll have borrowed those objects. And if he borrows the car, the cell phone, the centerpieces, the tables, he's going to be chayav for anything that happens. So he's willing to pay $50 a day in order that he shouldn't have such responsibility to limit his liability. Not for the use. The payment isn't for the use. The payment is just to limit his liability. So now he's limited his liability. He's not going to be a shoel anymore. But he's watching the car for the owner with the side benefit of being able to use it. And that makes him into a shomer sachar. That's the way Rashi explains it, and that's the way the Sma I have on the other side of the hand that brings the Rashi, and that's why a socher is a shomer socher. Okay, so that's the first thing we have to know. Socher is a shomer socher because his ability to use it gives him a right, certain rights, and that right is like the payment he's getting to watch the object of the owner. Now, once he's a shomer sachar, it's obvious, and we'll just take care of a couple easy cases. The first case that if it was talked about in the case of the car, that if he leaves it, like I said, if he leaves the door open, so then he's a poshaya, yeah. And he certainly can be chayiv even if he's a shomer chinam.
Leaves
the keys in the ignition, right? He runs into the store and leaves the car running to get something, and someone else steals it along the way. That's certainly a pshia, and he'll be chayiv. And I would assume, even if he leaves the door open, unlocked, that will be considered a pshia. If he leaves it just unlocked, it's been in the neighborhood. Okay, or if he leaves it unlocked in certainly certain neighborhoods, that would be called a pshia. On the other hand, if he's driving, and this we're going to use the sefer when we talk about self and Nesiv HaSkirus, which is written totally on Skirus. He says that if he's driving the car, and he runs a red light and smashes it, so he's also a pesheya. What's he doing running red lights? Or he's talking to his friend, and because of that, or he falls asleep. Right? All these things, he falls asleep at the wheel. Those are all pshia. But if another car switches lanes and hits him head on and there's nothing he could do, so that certainly could be an onus. And what's the rise in onus? Because the Gemara gives two cases of an onus. One is that Lusa Mizuyim came, we spoke about that in the past. If armed robbers came, there's nothing he could do against armed robbers. Or the Gemara says if wolves come from the field and they eat up the sheep, there's nothing he could do there either. So you're driving the car and another car comes and smashes it, like the same thing, if you have it parked and the car smashed into it, there's nothing you could have done about it. So certainly in that case, that would be an onus, and Shomer Sachar would be Patur, right? If he was hired to watch the car, right? He'd be Patur, that's an onus. And a Sachar, someone who's renting the car, also will be Patur on such an onus. Right? So those cases are easy. Right? If it's onus, he's Patur. If it's Apshia, he's Chayav. If it's he leaves the car running. A geneva. What's the case of a geneva? So that, I think, would be the case where he didn't leave the car running. He's getting gas, and meantime, you know, he's on that side. The other, someone comes in and starts running into the car to steal it, and he doesn't prevent the theft. So that's geneva. He'll be chayav for such a geneva also. Right? He's chayav for a pshia. He leaves the car running and someone takes it. He's chayav for a geneva. Aveda, I don't, couldn't think of a case. Aveda is like he parks it in a big parking lot and he can't find it.
What about the
He forgets where he parked it. I was thinking, because we spoke, that forgetting isn't necessarily a pshia. Right? It's, he forgot where he parked it. It's just such a...
What about a case where he's hijacked?
That's another. That's the shvuya.
That's a shvuya.
He's in the car and they take it. That would be like a shvuya, right? That would be a shvuya. He's captured. Right, that's he's held captured.
Or he's held captured, you know, being in the car over the building. And, you know, and then...
Right, so that also...
Or
that
jump out of the car. And then
right, that's a, that's a, someone with a gun. So that's honest. Right, and in the case of Geneva, we said, or the other case of honest we said was the, he got blindsided, he couldn't do anything, and the car got ruined. And the case of Geneva, a simple case of Geneva would be where they... stole it while he's standing there, and he couldn't, he didn't prevent the theft, even though he might have if he had tried hard enough. He didn't call the police, he didn't do something. That would be a case of geneva. Now, the two cases that are ambiguous, and those are the ones we're going to speak about, are the cases where the first one we said, he parked the car to go into a store, and he locked the doors, or he parked it in front of his house overnight, and he locked the door, and it got stolen. And a second case we'll talk about, just to clarify the issues, that he was in an accident and he got taken away in an ambulance, and in the meantime the car got stolen. But that also, the car got stolen, he wasn't there to prevent the theft because he was in the hospital. Right, so those are the two cases that we have to discuss. We're going to chazer two shiurim that we had, and then we'll come to our case of the sofer. Around 10 weeks, 10 shiurim ago, we discussed a case by a typical shomer sachar. He was watching money, and he put the money into a vault. He put it into a vault. You can't have a better shmirah than that. And it got stolen anyway. The robbers were digging tunnels, and they dug tunnels, and they broke in somehow, some unavoidable way. Where we spoke about a case, if a shomer sachar is chayiv, if something was stolen in an unavoidable way. Right, so Tosfos said a chiddush, and the Rosh also agreed with him. Tosfos and the Rosh said that is a gzeiros hakasuv, that a shomer sachar is chayiv for any theft, no matter what type of theft it is. Even if he washed it the best way possible, he put it in a vault, and then the Rosh says he surrounded it with iron walls, and they dug tunnels and they got it, he's chayiv, because he's chayiv for geneva. The only thing is patur for, the Gzeir Sarkasa says, is if it's shavuya, if he gets captured by armed robbers, and they come in there and they capture him, or armed robbers come and they, with a gun, so that's called a shavuya, that's called shavuya. There's Gzeir Sarkasa if he's captured, if the person is captured, so then there's Gzeir Sarkasa that he's patur. But anything short of that, if it's stolen from robbers digging underneath and taking the money, so according to Tosus and the Rush, that's still called geneva, for which Hashem Asafar is chayav. Even though there was nothing you could do, it's an onus. And the Rishonim said, even this is an onus and that's an onus, but they said it's Gzeiros HaKasuv. The Mordechai, the Yamshel Shlomo disagreed, and they said, it doesn't make sense that if you see that there's shomer sachar is part of an onus, what's the difference what type of onus it is? Whether it's an onus because an armed robber came, or because they dug underneath, or like the other case they said that he suddenly had a heart attack and he couldn't watch it anymore and it got stolen. Right? You can't make differences between types of geneva. Right? That was machlokes rishon. So Shulchan Aruch seemed to pass in l'chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Gimel said yesh omrim that no matter what the geneva is, no matter how far-fetched it was, the shomer sachar is chayav, because the shomer sachar is chayav for a geneva, no matter what the geneva is. And the Shacht quoted the Marshal, and he said most poskim say that you should be meichel, you could be meichel, because it's an onus. That's called an onus. We don't care the fact that it happened to be stolen. It's still called an onus. So we said that, you know, the Shacht is meichel. You shouldn't say kinli like the Shacht. The Aruch HaShulchan said it's a sveika didina. So that puts a different light onto the case over here where he got taken to the hospital and the car got stolen, because the car got stolen in a way that there was an onus. So it should depend on this machlokus. That if you hold that a Shomer Sachar is chayav, no matter what the geneva is, l'chora, this Shomer Sachar should be chayav also. He's a Shomer Sachar, he should be chayav. It's a geneva. If you hold that there are certain genevas which are called an onus, this certainly would be one of them. He got hit unexpectedly, or he just got a heart attack and he got taken to the hospital unexpectedly, and he couldn't do anything about the car. The car gets stolen, so he's certainly going to be potter for that. So, v'chara, that would be the same achlokas with the shomer sofer would apply over here to this sofer. But then, if you recall, a few weeks later, we had a shir about an uman, a babysitter who was watching a baby and a stroller, and she parked the stroller in the hallway of the apartments and went inside, and the stroller got stolen. So we would say it's the same achlokas. She's a uman, we said, has a din of a shomer sachar, right? The stroller, not everyone agreed with me, but the stroller, we said, is part of what she needs to watch the baby, and that makes it part of her. She has hanah from it. We said, just like that case where someone is using an earring, you give someone an earring to make a second earring like it, we see that first earring is something that is generating profit for him. He's a shomer sachar on that, so the stroller also allows her to babysit, so that stroller is giving her benefit. She's a shomer sachar on the stroller, just like an uman is on things that he's working with. So he said, based on that, you should have the same achlokas over here, where she didn't do anything wrong. Is she chayav or patur? However, there's a Maharshach. We spoke out there is a Maharshach. The Mishnah Lemelech brings him. The Knesset Agdola brings him. The Maharshach says a chiddush, that this whole machlokus, whether a shomer sachar is chayav for a geneva that could not have been avoided, that is a gzeiros hakasa, that he's chayav on any geneva, that only applies to a real shomer sachar. A shomer sachar who is getting paid to watch the object. You're getting paid to watch the object, so your responsibility is to take the responsibility. You're like a warranty. You're warrantying, guaranteeing, ensuring that you'll pay for any theft, even though it's something that you cannot avoid. You didn't do anything wrong, but you're chayv anyway. A shoel who borrows something, and some unavoidable thing happens and it gets stolen or lost, and it's armed robbers, it died. He didn't do anything wrong. He couldn't stop it from dying. But he's chayv anyway, because the responsibility of a shoel is that when you borrow something, you take that responsibility to pay for anything that happens. So the same thing, a shomer sachar, when you're getting paid money to watch something, you take upon yourself the responsibility to pay for any theft, any loss by theft, even though it's something that you cannot avoid, because that's your responsibility when you get money. So the Maharshach said that's only when you get money to become the shomer sachar. But if you're a shomer sachar to an incidental use, like an uman, because he makes a profit from this watch that he's fixing, he's a shomer sachar on that watch. Or he talks about a case, if you have a mashkon, that because of that you're potter, because of the fruit of Rav Yosef, so you have some benefit, that makes you a shomer sachar on the mashkon. Or the chasam sofer in the Erev Chaim extends it to the case of a socher. A socher is considered a shomer sachar because he has the right to use the object. He has the right to use the car, but he's not getting paid to watch it. He only is a shomer sachar because he has some incidental benefit from the object he's watching. So in that case, the Maharshach holds that this chiddush of Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch does not apply. It's only where you're talking about a real shomer sachar is getting paid to watch that object, so he is chayiv even if something unavoidable, an unavoidable theft occurred, because that was what he accepted to do. That's why he paid that, he's paying that, and that's why he's getting that money. But if you're not getting paid for it, it's just you have some side benefit, because you're renting it, you're working on it, you're watching it as a mashkon. So in that case, even though you have a din of a shomer sachar, that only applies to a regular geneva of aveda, But if it's a geneva that was unavoidable, like these cases where there was a vault or a case where there's nothing to prevent it from happening, so in that case, the dinim of a sofer are not like a shamer sofer. That was a machlokas. And it was a machlokas opposed to whether we agree with the Marishach, that so seem to disagree. And we'll see soon what that machlokas is totally in. Now the point of the issue that we have to talk about, and that's the issue over here, and then we'll see the Gemara that's behind it all, is that we're talking about two different types of cases over here. Because one case is where he rented the car and he has a heart attack and the car gets stolen. So that's certainly the Marshach we hear, his Svara, the Marshach and some sort of goes with it, that look, he's not a real Shomer Sachar. He's not getting paid to watch the car. He's paying to use the car. He's only a Shomer Sachar because he has the right to use it. He has the benefit from the car. But now something happened that was unavoidable. He didn't know he would have a heart attack, and there was nothing to do, and the car gets stolen. So in that case, we could hear the Marshach applying and saying that, yeah, he's not like a Shomer Sachar who's getting paid. He's only chayiv to... for a normal geneva, not a geneva that comes about with an onus. So that takes care of that middle case. But how about the other case where he has it parked outside? It's parked outside his house. And he's sleeping because it's nighttime and it gets stolen when it's parked outside. So will the Marishach's svara apply there? And that's really the crux of the shir. Whereas he didn't... is that car a geneva with an onus? Right, he's inside sleeping. Let's see the Gemara. And the truth is, the answer to this question is it's a machlokes. Yeah, I'm saying that the owner would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
The truth is, the Mishpatei Torah Rav Shpitz says that he's patur in such a case because that's an onus. What more should he have done? He's a person who's allowed to sleep. And the fact that he has to go to sleep, that's something that he's allowed to do. He would do it with his own car, the owner would do it with his own car, the own rental agency, they're sleeping now.
So that's called an onus?
That's called an onus, that's what he holds. And the Nesiv HaSchirus says, that he saw one of the Rabbanim Armeikel, and he says he doesn't understand it. And he holds that he's Chayiv.
So what would be a case of Geneva then?
The case of Geneva would be where... he's standing at the car and the person comes and says, I'm getting in there, I'm taking the car. That's a geneva.
He's not armed, right?
So you didn't knock him down, you didn't call the police, you didn't yell, and he stole it. That's geneva. Anyway, that's the machlokas, and it depends on the gemara we have on the handout. We've seen the gemara before, but we'll see it again to try to see it carefully, see what the machlokas is dependent on. Hahu raya, but this is more following the Mishnah. Hahu raya davakoroi chayvasa agudet nar papa. There was a shepherd, he's getting paid, he's a shomer sachar, to watch these animals. So we're talking about a real case of a shomer sachar here. He was herding the animals along the Papa River bank. Sarig chanri nahu benaflas lamayu. One of them fell, slipped and fell into the water, and drowned. So also the kami de Rava, a patre, he came before Rava, and Rava said he's patre, he's not chayiv to pay for the loss of the animal, because Amar, he said, my havelei member, what should he have done? He watched like a normal person watches. He's a shepherd. The shepherds walk the animals along. One slips into the water. Panatar kedinatri inchi. He watched it like normal people watch their own animals. So he's patre. That's what Rava said. So Amalei Abaya said to Rava, elamiata. So you're making a yisod, Rava, that whenever someone watches things, whenever a shomer sachar watches things the way a normal person watches, so he's patur. So Abaye asked Rava, Elamiata, Ol Lamasa, the Ivna the Eili Inchi, if there was a minig, that in the middle of the day everyone went into town for mincha to buy something or to have a siesta. And he went in at that time. And the animals stayed outside like everyone did. Hachi Nami the patur, and one of them got stolen. Are you going to say that he's patur there also? Amalei Rabba said, and yeah, he did what normal people do, even though he's a Shomer Sachar. A Shomer Sachar watches like normal people watch. The Shomer Sachar is Patur. So Abaye asked again, gana purta binda ganesh, if he took a nap when everyone takes a nap, so he's not watching it at all. Hachinami the pata, do you want to say he's pata there? Amale, and Rabba said yes. Shemasachas pata in that case also. So according to Rabba, you didn't have to come onto the case of a renter, even if he's a regular shemasachar. Shemasachar is getting paid to watch an object. He's getting paid to watch the animals, and he goes to sleep at night, and he put the animals the way they're supposed to, normal people do, and here he even left them outside in the middle of the field, in the middle of the day, and he did what normal people do. According to Rava, he's going to be pacha. That's called an onus. Why is it called an onus? Because the halachas of shmira don't require you to act differently than normal people act. If you would have to stay up 24 hours, that's not a normal thing. If you wouldn't be able to go into town to do what everyone else does in the middle of the day, so then that wouldn't be normal either. That would be an onus. That's forcing you to be an onus. So that's what Rava holds, that if a person watches something the way normal people watch it, so he is pater from any geneva. The problem is we don't pass him that way. The Gemara at the end says, "Rechista v'Rava baravuna l'svir l'had Rava." They don't agree with Rava. The army, because they say, "V'achi yavi lach agra." This is why I'm paying you. Then truly in Tirusa you say so because I want you to put in that extra effort. If you're going to go to sleep, I want you to have someone else. Well, that would be a shemesh and also some of it. But if you're going to sleep, I want you to take the responsibility that if it gets stolen, you're going to pay for it. Right? I'm saying that Rashi says over there, that's not giving you extra money. It's not a pshia. You didn't do anything wrong. But onus nami lohavi, you can't call it an onus anymore. Vahavale ka'aveda. Right? Rabba holds that if you do everything that normal people do, that's called an onus. And a shemesachar is pater from an onus. The maskan of the Gemara, the way we paskin is, Rabba bar Rachista holds, Rachista Rabba bar Rav Huna hold, that since you're getting paid to watch it, so implicit in your payment is the fact that even though you do everything normal people do, but if it nevertheless gets stolen, you're going to be chayiv. That's called an aveda, that's called a geneva, that you're chayiv for. So that's the way we paskin, that even though you watch it the way normal people watch it, you're still chayiv, because that's why you got the pay. Now, the Maharshach uses this lashon to explain why his case is different. He says, we can read the Maharshach. The only time we say by a shomer socha, we don't use that reason of my rabbi said my avi lemev. What should he have done? He's living a normal life. He's going to sleep. He's going to town. He does normal things. The only time we don't say that is daminale, because we say to him, that's why I'm paying you. Then you say to watch it extra, more than normal people watch it, like an insurance company. I'm hiring you to be like an insurance company to pay for a loss that I myself wouldn't have prevented. So the only time we said that, the Mashach says, is El Dabka Benosin Vaschar Behed Yabashmi Raso. That's only when you're getting clear money for watching it. You're a Shomer Socher, you're getting paid. But in his case, if it was a Mashkin, where it's only a Shomer Socher because of Prutah Rav Yosei, so then we don't consider him like a normal Shomer Socher, and he's allowed to say, My Havali Lemevat, what should I have done? Pater, I feel a little hissed, and he's pater, even though we didn't make any special stipulation. So that's the Marshach. Now, the Marshach seems to be saying, at least the way it seems to me, is that the Marshach is saying, Socher can invoke this line and saying, what should I have done? I did a normal thing. A Shomer Socher, according to Rabba, would be pater if he went into town to sleep and left the animals unattended and they got stolen because he did a normal thing. It's just because he's getting paid to watch the animal, Rab Chis and Rabba Rav Hunoho, then he accepts upon himself extra responsibility. The Marshach says a socher who isn't getting paid to watch it, he just has an incidental benefit which makes him a halachadik of Shomer Socher, so that's not enough to, that benefit isn't enough to for him to accept upon himself to act beyond the ordinary watching that a normal person does. So the Marshach holds that he'll be pater in such a case. If it's a geneva of an onus, even though a normal shomer socher would be chayav. Now the Knesset HaGdolah says, I don't understand the Marshach, because if that's the case, you're making him into a Shomer Chino. Right, the Gemara said that was the difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar. A Shomer Chinam says, I'll watch it like normal people watch it. A Shomer Sachar has to go the extra mile. So if you're saying that a socher, a renter, doesn't have to go that extra mile, so then you're making him like a Shomer Sachar. When is he ever going to be chayiv? You make him like a Shomer Chinam, he should be like a Shomer Chinam, so when is he ever going to be chayiv? So that question I don't hear so well. I think he'll be chayiv in the case where it's stolen when he's there. In that way, a Shomer Chinam would be potter from a geneva, and the Shomer Sachar, since he's getting benefit from the car and he's getting the gears and someone steals it while he's in front of his eyes and he doesn't stop it, the Shomer Chinam would be potter, that's a geneva, and he would be chayiv because he's a Shomer Sachar, like a Shomer Sachar. But the Knesset Gdolah holds, disagrees with the Marshach. The Sam Sofer I have written down agrees with the Marshach. He brings a Raya from the Ravid. The Ravid holds that if an animal, there were animals, he was watching animals, and one of them walked up a mountain and fell off, the shepherd isn't chayiv because my avodah l'mavod. He doesn't have to hold the animal's tail all day. You know, that's not part of being a shepherd. That's his lashon, to hold on to the animal's tail. You don't have to do that. The Ramban disagrees. So the Chassam Sofer says the Ravid seems to be going like the Marshach. So that's it's a machlokas haposkim. It's a machlokas haposkim. It would seem that the person that's holding the money could say kindly, like the socher, the renter should be able to say, I hold like the Marishach and the Chassam Sofer and the Ravid, and I want to be patur. But the Nesilas Chivas holds that this whole svara, even if you hold like the Marishach and the Chassam Sofer and the Ravid, even if you hold that way, that a socher isn't responsible to put out an extra mile, he says a socher still has to do something. You have to watch it at least. And over here, if you just leave it on the street, he says, you didn't watch it at all. You just left it out in the street. You locked the doors. That doesn't mean anything. Anyone could just break the lock and get into the car. So he says, even if you want to say the Marshach is correct, it doesn't apply when you park the car in the street, because the Marshach only applies where you watch it in a normal way and it got stolen anyway. So he wants to say, and he passes, and he's, yes, his Rosh Hashiva is dying in his bezin, and they agree that the person rents the car and he parks it on the street, so then he's chayiv, even though he's a socher, and not like a mishpatei Torah. Now, to me, I hear the mishpatei Torah as far, because he's saying, and this is what he says, that he says, if you do everything the owner said, the owner gave you a key, and he gave you a club, whatever he gave you to watch the car, and you did what he said, you locked the door, you put the club on, you followed his instructions, and he knows that you're going to go to sleep at night, he's not expecting you to stay up all night watching the car, so you did it. That's called the Shmira, that's called watching it, so much it's not in your house, right? Yes, if you're hired to watch a big object, a big boat, so you don't have to put it into your backyard, you watch it wherever it is, you do whatever's necessary to watch that object. So he holds that is called a Shmira. And I hear that. The nafka mina between the two would be a case, I think. Suppose you rent tables and chairs for a simcha. And the only people you let into the simcha are honest people, you think. And at the end, some chairs are missing. Or you rent silverware. Right? You rent silverware from a gemach, and at the end there's some silverware missing. Some people pocketed silverware. So you're going to say, Geneva, you're renting it, so you're like a Shomer Sachar, and it's Geneva. Right, so I think that'll be the Smachlokas over here. The Nesivas here will say, yeah, it's Geneva, and because you didn't watch it at all, you left it out on the table, anyone could take it, that's not called Shmira at all, and you'll be chayiv. According to Rav Shvitz, and the way I hear it, you did a normal Shmira. You did whatever the owner would have done. You served it to people you think they're honest, and then they probably are honest, and they just, by mistake, put one in their pocket. You did whatever should be done in a normal case. That's called the Shmira, that you left it and you didn't leave them out. When the simcha was over, you didn't leave them out there for all the workers to clean them up. You did what was normal. You did a normal, my havalei the meva. Right? That's the machlokas over here. According to Rav Shvitz, you can invoke this rule by saying, my havalei lemevot, what more can you do? You put each setting out where they belong, and you had 100 of them. Does that mean that you have to, when you rent them, you have to watch every single person, every course, to make sure that everyone can count them and make sure no one, you know, put a movie camera to make sure no one's slipping them. I think that's a normal Shemira. According to the Nesiv Asiris, he's saying that's not a Shemira at all. You didn't watch it. This, the only time you can invoke this din of Mayav LeMevad is if it's a case like the Gemara happens where something unusual happened. And that bothers me a little, because the Gemara is talking about a case where you went into town and went to sleep in the town. You went into town or you went to sleep and you left them completely unwatched. I think that's a kasha in the Nesiv Asiris, because the Gemara's cases are cases where he went into town, he went to sleep, and the animals are just out there. I mean, that seems like you're parking your car and you're going to sleep at night. So, the Maskana, if someone rents a car, once again renting from a Jew without any formal agreement, we're just doing what the halach would be based on Din Torah. So, a Socher has a din of a Shomer Socher. We pass him as like a Shomer Socher. And if he's Poshaya, he'll certainly be Chayiv. He leaves the car running and goes inside to get something that gets stolen. If that's a Pshia, he's Chayiv. And if it's an Onus, it gets smashed through an accident that he couldn't prevent, he's certainly going to be Potter because that's an Onus. If it gets stolen when he's there, when he's standing there, and it gets stolen, like normal case of Geneva, he's getting the gas and someone steals it in front of him and he didn't knock him down to stop it, so he's Chayiv for Geneva. If, going the other direction, if he has a heart attack and it gets stolen, so if he was a regular Shomer Socher, we'd have a machlokes between the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch whether he's chayiv for such a geneva, because it's a geneva you couldn't prevent. And even if you want to be machmer like the Shulchan Aruch and say he'd be chayiv by a regular Shomer Socher, the Mar Shach, the Tam Sofer, who brings a rivet, hold that chumrah of a Shomer Socher only applies to a Shomer Socher who's getting paid to watch it. But if he just has an incidental benefit, that doesn't make him chayiv for to go beyond the call of duty to or to be responsible as an insurance agency for a loss that could not be prevented. So that I think everyone would agree with. And even the Sivas here says that would be totally in that malfocus. And I think you could say Kinley, I hold like that person. If he gave a deposit, it could be that the owner could say, I hold like the others that hold that you're chayiv, and I'm going to keep the deposit. Right? I think it would be a chayiv who's holding the money. And the last case, the case that we started with, if he parked the car and it gets stolen while he's sleeping at night, so according to Rav Schwitz, he says that's the same cheshbon. He watched it the way a normal person watches it. And people do go to sleep at night and they leave the car parked with the lock. When it was locked, he left it locked. If he left it unlocked, so then he'd be poshei again. But he left it locked, so he did what the owner would have done, and he'll be patur according to the Mar Shach, even if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch of the Shomer, Shita of the Shomer Safar, according to the Nesiv Aschiris, which I don't hear so well, he holds that that's not called a Shmira at all, so you can't invoke this Kula of the Mar Shach and say, what should I have done? Because he didn't do anything, he just left him on the street. That's not called a Shmira at all. I hear the Mishpatei Torah better, and next week we'll continue. So.